Jordan Feliz with The King is Alive here on The Takeover on Life FM.
And right now, Holly, you and I, we are in the middle of a Wellness Wednesdays with Kelly Kay, naturopath. Kelly, welcome back. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, tonight, with all of the Matilda's news and things going on at the moment, and is it halftime, Holly?
It is halftime.
Halftime at the moment. So 1-0 away, yeah. Not our
way.
We
are 1-0 down, unfortunately.
Thank you. 1-0 down. I'm so like, I don't even know what the language is. Anyway, so by the way, 1-0 down. We'll bring you some more live updates throughout the show. But we thought we would chat a little bit about physical exercise and, you know, especially for people who are feeling inspired to actually become more active, maybe because of the Women's World Cup, whether they're female or male. I think that a lot of us are really inspired by the popularity and just how well the tournament's gone. And so I think a lot of us want to get out there and do more. Mm. We're asking you for your tips on at the moment. We're asking for your nutrition tips when it comes to exercise and feeding ourselves.
Yeah, sure. I mean, for most people, for, you know, the average Joe Blow, I suppose, there's, you know, eating just a normal, healthy, balanced diet is, you know, the starting point.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to go too crazy. There are a few things that you probably do need to be aware of. If you are increasing your physical activity and you're not a big eater, just to make sure that you are actually eating enough to fuel you is really important. And still, when I say fuel you, often people think, oh, I need to, you know, lots of have the lollies and the pasta and that. Yeah, that's not really what I'm talking about. Still, the whole foods and the, you know, complex carbohydrates and whatnot. Yep. But just making sure that you're eating enough to match your activity levels, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suppose if you, depends on the type of exercise that you're doing as well. So if you are doing more weights training, strength training, where you're trying to improve the quality of your muscle or trying to increase your muscle, making sure that you're eating enough protein.
Yep. Yeah.
Again, you don't really need to go overboard. For most 18 plus people, you'd be looking at roughly 0.8 of a gram to 1.2 grams of protein per kilo. So for most people, it's just easier to say. So if you're 70 kilos, roughly 70 grams of protein per day.
Okay. Is that achievable? Like, can you get that in your breakfast, lunch and dinner? Or can that be a little bit tricky?
You can, but it is something that you probably need to be quite intentional about.
Yep.
Not everyone will get there. So it is good to get some advice around that.
Yep.
But also, I would say it's fine to, you know, assess your diet and go through and say, okay, how many grams of protein is in that chicken breast or whatever, and to give yourself a bit of an idea.
Yep.
But I strongly discourage against routinely weighing weighing your food and counting calories. I think that's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Most of us don't need to do that. There is a place for it, but for most people, it's not necessary, and it doesn't always give you an accurate representation of how healthy your diet is, because not all calories are created equal.
Yeah, yeah.
So your body will process 100 grams of 100 calories from some almonds compared to 100 calories from lollies. Your body's going to use that differently.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to have a different response in the body. Mm. So I'm very anti that.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless there's a good reason to do it.
Okay. For sure. So making sure that you have a balanced diet, you're eating enough, like your meal portions are big enough.
Yeah.
Having some protein in
those
meals.
To maintain your muscle.
And that's a good way to start if you are looking at doing more exercise.
Yeah, that's a good place to start. If you have specific goals, then going to talk to someone who's experienced in sports nutrition, then that's a good way to go get some specific ideas of what you can do. But for the average person, that's a good place to start.
Yep.
And then, of course, making sure you stay hydrated.
Yep. Yeah. And that doesn't mean energy drinks.
No, it doesn't mean energy drinks. So energy drinks, again, there's some concern about the impact on our health. And sports drinks, even sports drinks where they don't have the caffeine in them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they have their place.
Yeah.
But most of us don't need them. And,
yep.
and there's a lot of controversy about some research has shown that water hydrates us just as well as an energy drink.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Or if you want, and not to mention the fact that they're often full of artificial colours and
yes.
sugar. So definitely if we are drinking them, not something that we want to be overindulging in.
Yep, yep.
But you can have some natural alternatives, like besides water, coconut water is a great one to have. That will give you some natural electrolytes. Or you could just go with something like, you know, an orange juice or something like that.
Yeah.
Although even then, most people don't need that extra.
Yeah, the extra sugar.
Yeah.
Some great food for thought there. And I mean, if anyone has any questions, they can contact us or follow you on Instagram. But yeah, send us a text if you like. 0413 901079. Kelly Kay, naturopath, thank you so much for joining us for Wellness Wednesdays. Are you going to watch the rest of the Matildas game tonight?
Oh, if it's still on when I get home.
Yeah, I think it might be. Yeah. I reckon it might be. Yeah. They've just started the second half. So, yeah. Look, hopefully it's a win for the Matildas, but we will see.
Hopefully. Yes. Very exciting.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.